So this is in court during the trial.
You coerced Joe Miller into saying he killed Daniel Latimer, didn't you, D.I. Hardy?
Doesn't look very good for D.S. Hardy and D.S. Miller at that stage, because they're basically admitting that the police beat up the defendant just around the time he made his confession, and that's the application the defence barrister will make in a moment.
The defence applies to have the defendant's confession excluded pursuant to section 76 and 78 of PACE.
I agree with the defence.
Yeah, a few things that are quite annoying about that. Firstly, fair to say that section 76 and 78 of PACE is exactly the right law that you would use. You'd want to exclude it before the jury even heard about it in the first place. The reality is that if that evidence was ruled inadmissible, then the judge might well have to consider whether to discharge the jury and start all over again with a new jury anyway.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
So this is the key bit of the trial where the defendant enters his plea.
Not guilty.
No.
Seems a little over the top. The other thing is that the clerk's wearing a wig, which they don't in Crown Courts. Not only that, but also the judge wearing a wig, but the wrong wig. He's wearing a barrister's wig.
And now, the last in the current series of Waterloo Road.
I didn't know there were any other items on the agenda.
Nor did I, Mrs. Milgrew. Until this morning, when I was inundated with calls from irate parents.
The head teacher would never find herself or himself in sat in front of a board.
Their unusual manger tone.
You think you're better than everyone else? She can't even put her shoes on properly.
I was absolutely shocked when apparently it was the head teacher walking into this classroom, because her obviously scruffy appearance is revealing the problems that she's having. But in a school setting, actually, I think somebody would already have picked up this.
Now on BBC One, life in Happy Valley is anything but.
Well, we've got two officers that have come to the door of a flat.
Afternoon. Is that all right if we step inside for a few minutes?
One of them wants to talk, one of them wants to search. That's where the first problem comes for me, the search. There's no point in searching without at least one member of the public, preferably the person you want to talk to with you when you conduct the search, because if you find anything, you've got to be able to talk about it.
What's the point of the house to house if half of them don't answer doors?
They're just not all in when we call. But like I say, we'll be back.
I've done okay, but they're not commanding the situation. They're not really establishing any rapport with the individual. So if they want to get some information, they're going to find it hard to do it from now on in some kind of informal way. They're going to probably have to go to a formal interview. So I'd probably give that no more than a 4 out of 10 as a training video.
It's the brand new series of Silent Witness, now on BBC One.
So I think we've got two pathologists in the car here. Amelia Fox is driving. They've reached a police cordon. Looks like a service station. There's an uncovered body just lying on the forecourt. Sky News could get a lovely shot of that. Oh no, there's two bodies. Even better. All right, she's put a white suit on, so that's a good start. But there's a police officer in her suit and her heels just walking around the crime scene without a white suit on, which wouldn't happen.
Witness said his hand stayed clenched to the pump handle after he was shot. Cadaveric spasm. When people die in extreme stress, a muscle group remains contracted, giving evidence of their last act of life.
So she's just talking about something called cadaveric spasm, which some people don't even think exists, that she's just decided has happened before she's actually looked at the body. Walking around and discussing what has happened with the police officers before they've even looked at the bodies.
The body is that of an adult female, aged approximately 37. No decomposition.
Nice gloomy mortuary, as they always are. Good for seeing injuries with no lights on.
Stomach contents are minimal, with a preponderance of a dark liquid.
Oh, man, she's having a good sniff of stomach contents. She wouldn't do that.
That's almost certainly coffee.